Hello, my name is Wunderlash. This year's talk will be on a Unix emulator that I wrote for the Vnix operating system. I will describe what Vnix is, why I'm interested in it, and what exactly I've done to accomplish this. Vnix was a very early 7th edition Unix port. It was done by VentureCom, who ported the 7th edition to various 8088, 8086 machines, which I'll just say 8088 for the rest of the talk. This was a time when there were a number of different competing standards for what 8088 machines should look like. There was an IBM PC, the DEC Rainbow, Victor in Japan, there was the NEC PC9801. And so VentureCom decided to port on all of the above strategy. They ported to all of these machines. For many of them, it's the only Unix that's available. In addition to this, it expanded the PDP-11 support to DEC Pros and a number of other models that weren't present in the Bell Labs research Unix, in addition to supporting additional devices. This was the first commercially available 8088 port. Bell Labs had one a few years before, but it required a custom MMU and wasn't available outside of the labs. Some people will say that PCIX was the first port, but Vnix had been shipping for a year when IBM announced that it was the first port available from IBM. Now, over the years, Vnix 86 begat Vnix 286 and Vnix 386, the final one being a System 5 derivative. It required a full MMU, but the original one ran on 8088s, which didn't have an MMU at all. Wait a minute. I thought Unix required you to have an MMU. Well, as people of the CLang Unix Linux know, the Unix does not require an MMU. However, it works better when you have an MMU. Vnix worked around this by cleverly using Intel's segment registers and only supporting a few number of programming models. It supported the tiny model, where all the registers shared the same 64K address space, and it supported the small model, much like the split IND model from the PDP-11, where the code segment had one register and everything else, the data, the stack, everything else had another register. There's very tight integration between the C compiler, the libc, and the kernel. Each of these knowing how the other worked to provide the solution. In addition, the programs were really in charge of what program segments they used. If you wanted to write rogue code, you could do that. If you wanted to write code that talked directly to devices, you could do that. This is both good and bad. One of the devices that I had in my DEC Rainbow was a click clock, and VentureCom provided a program that would go out and program the click clock and get the time from that on boot, which was really convenient.